This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. This episode is an excerpt from my public access TV show, Talk with TQ. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi, everybody. I'm back. We're on location at Joe's Body Shop. That's capital J, capital O, apostrophe S, Body Shop. And that's Julie Oversky. And I'm so happy to be here because she's got the best energy in all of Peekskill. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it officially. I'm here in her new space, which is so beautiful on 906 South Street. And I can't wait to hear all about it. I did have a quick tour, but I'm going to talk to her about it. So, Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
You've sat across from me before.
Years ago.
Yes, not that many. I think it might have been 7 years ago.
That's a lot of time. I guess, 7 years ago.
I guess in the scheme of my life, that's a short time. And I remember enjoying you so much.
Thank you.
And I got such positive feedback on our discussion. Things have changed.
They have.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, change is always constant and change is good.
Yes, it is.
So welcome to my new space, which I hope to be a wellness center. Welcome to people of all ages, of all makes and models. I am just so happy. I couldn't be more thrilled being here. It really accommodates the work I'm doing with people. Clean, new, I think it has great energy. It's quiet. I can mess around with the lighting, and I'm still in Peekskill, and that makes me happy, really happy.
Yes, and it makes Peekskill really happy, too.
I hope so.
I think so. I know so. So I was able to get a short tour, and one thing I'm going to say, I like to interview people in a way that during the interview, we both discover something at the same time. And what I discovered, and you already knew it, but you told me that you were a painter. I would bet dollars to donuts that I'm the only person in Peekskill who knows this.
Do I get a box of donuts on that one? I mean, how does this work?
You get a dollar and donuts.
Well, when I first moved here, because we've lived here for like 26 years, I came as an artist. Mm-hmm. So I was a multimedia designer and a graphic designer. And I was involved with the Peekskill Art Association. So I was in some shows here. So I think that though it may have been a long time ago, that there is probably a little enclave of people that do realize that I started as a fine artist.
I know you as a massage therapist, and you have a very good reputation for that. And I'm actually kind of thrilled to know that you're an artist also, and it explains certain things that I see in your character. You have that sensitivity, you have that special eye for things. Tell me how you made a transition from being a visual artist to being a healer.
So let's see. I've always loved medicine and science. However, I was not especially attuned to the sciences throughout school. And I also went to UCLA for fine arts, and I took some science classes there with several people, 500 person classrooms. And it was daunting. I wasn't prepared for it. So I continued in the arts, and I got an MFA in arts so that I could teach. That was the thinking, that I was going to be an installation and performance artist, primarily using my paintings and my love for light and expression, and then possibly be able to teach. I moved to New York City from Los Angeles, and living in New York City, it's very expensive, so I started, I could type 120 words a minute, so I started doing paralegal work, and then I landed in a production company, and then I started doing their storyboards and doing graphic design, and then that's how I transferred from the fine arts to graphic design. from that, I then became a multimedia artist and designer. So I started doing projections for permanent exhibits, like in Las Vegas. I did the projections for the Academy Awards 1 year. I worked for Nike and Microsoft, and I would do openers for their Comcast events. Let me see what else, like Gobos, all different kinds of things. And then theater projection as well. And I was still designing logos and brochures and things of that nature. When I had my children, I realized that the graphic world was not so kind to a woman, especially a mother, having a business. So I decided I needed to do something else. And my husband always knew I wanted to be a massage therapist. Anytime I would meet a massage therapist, I'd be like head over heels, like, tell me, let me touch you. What are you doing? What's it like? And when people would say, I have to go see my client, be like, wow, you see a client, you know? So anyway, my husband brought to me the part-time program in Mount Kisco through the Finger Lakes School of Massage Therapy. And I entered, and that allowed for me to work full-time still, raise my kids, and go to school part-time for 18 months. And then that's it. I took the exam. I passed. Thankfully, I was so worried that I didn't. It's one of those exams, again, in a room with like 500 people and you're proctoring. They'll only let one person leave their desk to go to the bathroom, and then they follow you to make sure that you're, you know, not trying to gather any information. So yeah, I found out in March that I had passed, and I think I worked out of my home for a while, and then that summer I took a space here in Peekskill. So I've had a massage therapy business in Peekskill for 9 years. I've been a massage therapist technically for 10, if not 12, going to school. And I love it. And I grew up on a farm, so I learned, we weren't close to any physicians or hospitals, so we did a lot of home health remedies. Mm-hmm. So that's where I came from. So what that allows for me to kind of transplant all that information here and now with my clients. And plus, being an older practitioner, I come with many years of knowledge, whether it's informed or necessary. It is what it is. I'm older, so
no one needs to know.
It's okay. I don't mind. I'm proud of my age.
That's good. I'm just saying. You look very young, very vibrant. So I wouldn't think of you as an older anything, to tell you the truth. Yes, you're
well,
very
as
much
women,
welcome.
We're strong, right?
Yes, we are. Indeed, we are. We're magical. Yes. So it sounds like you've had quite a vibrant and interesting and fulfilling journey to get to this point now. Now, as I look around your space here, and I know the audience is just seeing a little piece of it, I see crystals and I see quartz crystal. I see all kinds of beautiful, like, little things. I don't like the word tchotchkes, because tchotchkes, I think, is like a little pedestrian for what you have. Mm-hmm. But you have things that have meaning to them, things that are symbolic, and you have quite an inventory here. So your customers that come in for massage therapy, I'm sure they really enjoy browsing. Do you often recommend something for certain specific, let's say, stones for people? Because I know you know a little bit about that.
I consider this all altar wear. So that's things that you can put on your altar. Things will assist you through your life when you have questions, pendulums. All the stones have properties. These stone people have been around for a very long time. Very, very long time. Assuming the air, gas, water, pressure, fire, stone of the world that we live in. And each of them do have characteristics which are needed at times in a particular way for my clients. I also deal with aromatherapy. So on the table, I have, and I'm known for my signature massage, which is an integrative massage, whereas I use any modality or tool that I have in my tool belt. So all of these things I find important. All of these things are handpicked by myself. It's not as though I contact a wholesale outlet and say, this, pretty much everything's handpicked, and that's what makes it kind of difficult to have an online store because I don't have 25 of something. I might just have one of something. So it's here. I love that. I love it. I hope that the people that come here and shop and that my clients appreciate it. I know my clients do. I know I need more people to know about the shop, and I welcome anybody. I so love being close to the middle school because for a long time, and I think I moved from down the street, so I hope they can refind me, but they would come in after school and I could give them something to snack on, and they love the evil eye amulets, and they want to talk about like their problems at school, and I love being the recipient of their energy and to be able to help them.
It's great to be around youthful energy. It really is. That's why I can empathize with you there. It's great to be around youthful energy, and they come in here and you just kind of like are almost like an unintentional educator, right? It's a word that that's a phrase I made up, the unintentional educator. And they do understand a little bit about the stones, I imagine.
They do. I mean, we're looking at star children right now, and people are becoming more interested in the stones and realizing their properties for support. And I love that because when it's a good intention, it's something with good intention. It's not like they're going out and buying a popsicle, you know, something that once they eat it, it will be gone, or a bag of chips. They're coming in saying, I need, a lot of them needing protection, which makes my heart heavy. Yeah. To think that a young person already is aware and feeling that they need protection.
Yeah, you're here and you are helping them. It's like a really beautiful thing. I know that I did have the opportunity at one of my Energy Stoner salons a few years ago, and you were the guest, and you spoke in depth, and you told a beautiful story about a stone, about amethyst. Everybody was moved by it. That's what I remember. Even people that don't understand the stones and don't believe in it, they see it as like hocus pocus rather than for what it really is. And, you know, these are stones, and it's almost as if you're speaking to people in such an organic way about something that's very organic. You know, are you giving classes here, I'm wondering?
Not yet. It's always been on my radar. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to. Mm-hmm. I recently was gifted by my wonderful husband a large 26-inch gong for sound vibration therapy. I have crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls that I use, tuning forks in my studio. I have lots of bells that I ring. Bells and chimes and sound are positive vibrations that we can feel within our soul, and it can help heal us deeply. So I would love that. I think I'm still in development. I open the door for other practitioners to come. I have some spaces available, and that would be, I would welcome doing workshops. I just need to kind of find the right formula to be able to do that, or to provide space for other people to do it would be great.
And I think that anybody that would come in here would understand that this energy, energy in this place, it feels somewhat sacred. You know, it does a little bit. I think that has to do with you. I know it has to do with you. Because you walk into an establishment, and I would say, this is what I believe, you walk into an establishment, and then you get a vibe about that establishment, of whether it's, I don't want to say good or bad, but what kind of energy is in there, and you bring your energy to it. Yeah. So I can imagine also people walking through the door and being cleansed of anything negative as soon as they get in here, or they should be if they're not. Let me ask you a little bit of questions about the massage therapy.
Okay.
I'm curious because the gentleman and his wife, I had lunch with them this afternoon, and he's into a healing kind of a art, I'll call it. And he talked about how he gets massages from different places, and he dropped some names. He felt that a good masseuse or a good massage therapist is someone that has tremendous intuition for the body that's before them. Tell me how that works.
Every massage is and should be, at least in my studio, and it should be on the outside too, as well, tailored for that individual. I take a thorough intake where they give me a little bit of medical history. They'll tell me what's going on with them. So that's kind of subjective information. Then there's objective information, which is what we're looking at, what we observe, how somebody's walking, how they may be acting, if they're incredibly hot at the moment, if they're nervous. And then there's an assessment, and then there's a plan. Those are called SOAP notes. But besides that technicality, I talk to people in the beginning, and as I said, I observe them, but not in a like they wouldn't know. It's not as though I have a magnifying glass, you know.
And you're like typing on your computer. Oh, yeah. What did you say? Would say?
No, no. So that's the other part of it. I traditionally use paper notes, so that is not something that everybody's using right now. I realize it's antiquated, but for me, it's better because I don't want to be. I have often been across from my physician, and my physician has never looked at me and has continued to type and look at the screen when asking me questions, and that's not how I want it to go. So I'll explain that, you know, I'll ask them if it's okay if I cup them because I do medical cupping, or if they have any allergies, and these are the things I use. And some people might be incredibly sensitive to strong scents. So I take all that information in. Plus, I have stones all over my studio, my workspace. And then I explain to them that I get information while they're on the table. And then that's how it goes. So it's very organic. I never really know myself. I have ideas in my head, and the massage therapists that I am, and many of them out there, sometimes have a fix it issue. Like, I want to fix it. I want to fix it. And so that doesn't allow for us to be organically, intuitively in the moment. So that's a bit of a struggle oftentimes. So yes, every person gets their own treatment. No one treatment is the same. And even that individual, when they return for a secondary treatment, it will not be the same because they're not the same.
We're not the same from one day to the next, at least in my world, right? Yeah. I noticed that you take regular walks by the riverfront because I often run into you there with your husband. Yeah. And tell me how that helps you. And you do it early in the morning.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit how that works for you with regard to everything that you're doing.
So I have two border collies, my furry family friends. I love them so much. And they're highly energetic and they need exercise. I've been fortunate. My husband's a teacher. So in the summer, we get to walk together with the dogs. We play frisbee. They swim in the river. And then we do a walk. And then they come home all wet and stinky. And then, you know, we go from there. Yeah. We might also be wet and stinky. Who knows? Yeah. So in the school year, because my son is still at the high school, and I try to help him out by getting him to school. So I need to get the dogs walked maybe at 7 or 6:30 for an hour, and then I get my son to school. Then I come home, I prepare myself to come into work, and I'm always here a half an hour to 45 minutes early to set everything up and take some time. And the river, as you know, because I have seen you there as well, is the most beautiful place, ever-changing every moment. And every time I go, I'm surprised by what I see, whether it be wildlife or some incredible gorilla sculptor who's doing the sculptures by the shoreline.
Yes, that's the lady. I'm trying to find her. If you know her name, send her to me.
Really nice. And also the people there, there's an individual named John who walks about 10 miles a day. And he has been cleaning up the waterfront, as we know, and walking. And he just picks up all the garbage. I've been picking up garbage. I'm sure you've been picking up garbage. And it's just I feel so blessed to be able to have that, to bring my family to share it with other people, and to meet people such as yourself during those walks and know that everybody's trying to take care of themselves and take a moment out of a busy schedule and regroup. So it's great.
There's so much emotionality connected to what you do that I imagine that it's interesting or important, maybe even imperative, for you to ground yourself with an earthly activity like walking, you know, and walking a number of miles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 10 miles a day is a lot.
It is. I mean, unfortunately, I don't have that kind of time. Yeah. I also felt that at one time when I was had lost some weight, that it was easier to do more. And so I'm just hoping to get back to that place. And then to remember that those moments, that time, an hour a day is not a lot of time. And that's what I'll say to my client, like, please give yourself some time. So I need to be able to practice what I share with people as well. So I hope to have more exercise in my future.
Yes. I hope that for you too.
Thank you.
But I see there's like an emotional thing. Now, you talked a little bit about the children that come in and want to buy the stones, and a lot of times they know what they need. I'm always surprised by that, that they really understand this stuff. Mm-hmm. They know about this stuff, and I don't know where they found out, maybe from you, but I've always been amazed by that. I think that it's beautiful that you're attracting youth in here to do something so spiritually healthy.
I'm really happy to provide that. That was a big point for me to stay in Peekskill. What I would say to any landowner I would meet to try to rent space is I really want to stay in Peekskill. I really want to be close to the schools, the middle school, because when I was looking for space, it was very difficult to find. And you look at Peekskill and you see a lot of empty open storefronts, but they're not available. And you can't find the person that owns them. And it feels like a desert sometimes. And you look at this place and there's a lot of different buildings, a lot of different options. So I'm happy to be able to stay here. I didn't think I was going to be able to stay here.
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, I was worried about that. Because I know as much as I have a very wonderful clientele thus far, it can be difficult when you move, 10 miles away in order to make time to come and continue therapy.
And I'm glad that you made, when you made this last move, you just moved a few doors
down. I moved
down.
A block. I was moved so lucky. Block.
You are very lucky because you're blessed and you deserve that blessing.
Thank you. I still had to rent a truck though because look at all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. It was all
some things walk down the street like lamps.
But not everything.
not everything.
You know, you'd be surprised. I've learned. You'd be surprised what you have to move, what you have to carry and why you need to rent a truck anyway, even though you're, for me, moving a half a mile away. But you've done a great job of putting everything in place here. And tell me about some of the rooms that you have available in the back not to rent for someone to go live, but for practitioners that you'll sort of, I guess, collaborate with.
I have, let's see, five rooms. Currently, I'm so pleased, and I hope, I don't even know if I should say anything, but I know it's going to happen. I have an acupuncturist coming in October.
Okay.
Yay!
Yes.
Because what I wanted is to provide for my clients. I refer out mostly to talk therapists, psychologists, social workers, acupuncturists, and chiropractors mostly. And I would love like an Alexander practitioner, an aromatherapist would be awesome. I mean, just sound therapists, anything, bring them in. So I have that coming in October. And then that leaves me with one complete available room. They're about 11 by 14. It includes the utilities and internet. And then we have this reception area. There's a lot of shared space as well. And there's a kitchen. I always feed my clients off of the table. I oftentimes feed people that come in and shop too, because I love that.
Okay.
That's it. So I have a space available. I'm looking for, anybody that might be interested. I did have a visual artist contact me, but unfortunately with chemicals and things of that nature, I've got to be very careful about what I provide here, and also sound. So that's it. It's like, it's waiting. It's waiting for all different kinds of people to come in. And I understand at that point that I might need to move some things around and rearrange some things to accommodate other people's needs.
Well, the energy flow in here is really good, I have to say.
Thank you.
And I walked in, I was like shocked that I figured I was going to open the door and go up a flight of stairs. Nah, none of that.
In particular, I looked for a ground floor because I do work with medically disabled people, and I knew I just couldn't have them venture upstairs. You know, I've worked with my youngest has been a year old, my oldest has been 95, maybe even older, I'm not sure. So I'm here for everybody, and I don't want to go upstairs. And if somebody comes to me with an ailing back, the last thing they want to do is go up a flight of stairs and then come down that flight of stairs safely. So a ground floor for me is imperative.
Right. And I'm so glad that you got that for yourself. So I'm going to just wonder what you're going to do next. I always love talking to you, Julie.
Thanks so much. Me too, Tony. To you.
You always bring us this smile and bright energy everywhere. And I see you on the walking path. I was pleasantly surprised to see you down there too. Yeah. I don't go the same time every day, but when I see you and your husband walking, it just makes me feel like things are going to be okay, you know? So I want to invite you back again because I just adore you so much. And so I'm going to ask you to come back and talk again because you always have something inspiring to say.
Good. Thank you so much.
And how can someone get in touch with you via internet or what's your address? How can they find you?
So it would be Joe's Body Shop.
JOSBODYSHOPNY.com.
And you can go to my website and you can email me from there. You can get gift certificates online. The phone number is 914-960-1367. I don't have online services in terms of making an appointment. I like to do all of that kind of hands-on to talk to people and see what they need and to make sure that I have them on a day which would be a good day for them and also a day that's not filled with too many similar issues so that we can all work well together.
Right. Well, I thank you so much. There you have
it.
Thank you, Tom. You know, you just like the complete package, and I'm so glad that I know you. I really am.
Thank you, Tony.
I'm glad about that.
I'm glad that you're doing this. This is pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, this is a good thing for people, you know, and this is what I like to provide. Great information, great education, great energy. You're the best.
Thanks, Tony. Okay. Thanks so much. And you keep up with all of your stonework, and you're doing beautiful work and your artwork as well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'll keep doing it because it keeps doing me. That's the way it works in my world. But I'm going to thank the audience for coming in. I look forward to the next time. I'll see you next time. Be safe, be well, be nice to everybody that you come across. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.